Cattle are everything for the Maasai. Their herds are central to their lives. In the remote part of central Tanzania, the cow and the tribes live a quiet life. There are no bulls to disturb the peace because the community doesn't need them. Instead, they have frozen semen. In the village of Aleleda, it's the job of Maruka to carry out the inseminations.
I use artificial insemination because it's a good method. If I buy bulls and transport them around the district, it's quite expensive and the logistics are tricky. It's less work to distribute the semen. Another advantage of artificial insemination is that you avoid the spread of the diseases that the cow can get from the bull with normal mating. And it's the state-of-the-art method and can bring wealth to those who know how to administer it. The local people have also accepted the use of artificial insemination after seeing so many calves being born.
Maruka conducts around 30 inseminations a month in 6 villages. He is one of around 50 inseminators trained under a project operated by the IAEA. The training takes place at the Tanzania's National Artificial Insemination Center in Arusha. This center is also the place where semen is collected and prepared for distribution. Dr. Ramadhani Ishuja is the senior livestock officer at the center.
One bull can save up to 60 cows a year in a natural way. But if you use artificial insemination, you can use that bull to be used to inseminate more than 100,000 cows in a year, even 500,000.
The semen is collected from the bull and packaged in straws. These are frozen and stored in liquid nitrogen. Up to 150,000 straws a year are produced at the center. When ready, they are collected by the inseminators, who use them all over Tanzania. Dr. Kuya Sayalil is a senior vet at the Ngorongoro Conservation Area.
We think that it is very important to improve their livestock so that can have better animals that grow fast and can fetch more money when they go to sell, but at the same time increase the production of milk. So that's why too, in 2008, in collaboration with National Artificial Insemination Center in Arusha, we started this project.
A nuclear technique known as radioimmunoassay, or RIA for short, is a kind of pregnancy test which can be conducted just 3 weeks after artificial insemination. The IAEA has supported over 80 countries, including Tanzania, in the use of these techniques by training experts, helping to establish laboratories and providing RIA kits. Artificial insemination has proved to be a good way to get better quality and healthier cattle. This is Steve Thatcher reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.